Roland and a Casio. Yeah, I'll definitely take Mr. Cass. Yeah. Alright, this is more of a cool one. Here we have two free keyboards. Casio's down there. This one, I didn't know what this one was at first. My dad said Rolands are more expensive. Roland. This is like one of the thick plastic ones. Or is my, oh no, it's plastic. Thick plastic ones. It has all the dang connectors in the back for all your stuff for like a gig. It's the Roland one right there, made in Japan. Roland EP9 digital piano. It has paint all over it right there. Piece. I don't know what that is. Volume. Got some buttons. They all feel pretty good. Yeah, everything feels fine. Power button. Even has like red velvet coming out of the inside of there. Every key feels like it's fine. No broken stuff. Came with this. This is an original. It's a universal adapter. This is what we got. It has two headphone jack-looking things and then two plugs. And then it allows you to choose anywhere from 1.5 volts to 12. So this one on the back says 9. So we'll plug this in, set it for 9, and let's see what we got for the first one. Cooler one, the more expensive one. All right, I had to move half of them around. Power button right there. Go ahead. Red light right there. Static. Those don't do anything. Okay, I'm not hearing. Oh, volumes. Oh, here we go. Okay, turn it up. That's actually kind of, I always had a cheap Yamaha. I never had an expensive one. If you not lightly tap it, hear how it's very silent. If you tap it real hard, I mean, I go like this. It's actually kind of cool. I never had that. Let's turn it down. These like, here we go, like play stuff. Turn the tempo up. Alright, demo, stop it, please. Reverb. These make it how they sound, right? Yep. Alright, first one, Roland. Working. I'll go back and I'll check all these keys. And it needs to be cleaned. Hopefully that paint comes off. But for the good, the one you want to work is working. So, but on to the Casio. We'll see what that one does. I did not state it in this video, but we're in Milwaukee where the floods went around and went in and ruined everybody's basements. So these didn't look wet. Maybe the people thought they got wet and they just threw it away anyways, but yeah, that's why there's just crap tons and shit tons of piles up by the curb of just literally as tall as trucks. So yeah, we were looking around to see if anything people threw away was any like good stuff. And this came across this as something. So here we go. First thing, plugged in. Pulling the power buttons right here. Okay. Maybe this one doesn't work. Let's see. What volt is this one set for? I didn't check that. 9.5, I think that says. 9.5. So it's set at 9. It should be enough. This one's not big enough, obviously. That's not. Well, that should be working right there. All right, this one doesn't work. Yep, to no bueno for Casio. All right, well, at least we got this one, the Roland, working. Or at least it just works. I don't have to get it working. And, yeah, whatever. I guess this one will go in the trash. I did notice someone looks like they dropped this one. Huge crack right there. You can see it. And you can, you see it's clearly cracked, like someone dropped it, and you can peel this. Oops, well, now it's not going to work again. You can see, dang it, right up in here, you can see all the little components in there. So, yeah, this one's probably cooked. That one's garbage. But at least we got the cool one and the one you'd probably want to work working. So, yeah, there's our two free keyboards just randomly thrown next to a trampoline.